You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
It is week 145 of Destiny Pizzas. Today is Monday, February 29th, 2016. It is the leap day. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And this is Destiny Pizzas. Did I already say Destiny Pizzas? I can't remember if I said Destiny Pizzas in the beginning. Oh, well. Can't plug it too much. Destiny Pizzas, Destiny Pizzas, Destiny
Pizzas. Might as well repeat it over and over.
Yeah. That's actually how you form a new podcast. It's just like Beetlejuice. Yeah. You say it three times.
You say it enough times and boom.
And then me and Mike just apparate there and
like, whoa.
Start talking about entertainment news and stuff. That's actually how it happens. That's how we start the podcast.
That's true.
It's just like Walmart, how they have like that song before they open.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. That's what we do.
Yeah, every time before we record, we're like, Destiny Pizzas, Destiny Pizzas,
Destiny Pizzas. Just louder and louder until
and then all of a sudden,
my neighbors complain, and then they're like, okay.
But now we know it's time to start.
The vocal cords are warmed up.
If we don't do that, we don't know how to start.
Yeah. So since it's Monday, actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to plug social media first.
All right, do it.
Follow us on Twitter,
something we rarely
Instagram,
do.
Destiny Pizzas. And go to the website, destinypizzas.com, which will then take you to destinypizzas.pizzacast.com. And you can like see all the old episodes. Mm-hmm. Just click on the image of the episode you want to listen to, and then it's there and has a nice description of everything we talk about. Because maybe you listen to an episode and you're like, what was that movie they talked about? Chances are, if it wasn't in a tangent,
yeah,
it's in there. Sometimes I try to remember if we talk about something randomly. Mm-hmm. I'll try to put it back in the notes because I hate when podcasts do that. And then I'm like,
yeah, you can never find it again.
Yeah, it's lost in the void.
It's just like, it's there somewhere. Just go through hours and hours of content. And
yeah,
eventually,
and then hopefully you'll find it.
And you may have just dreamed it all along. And they may have never talked about it. That's podcasts. Stuff get lost all the time, even when it's recorded.
Because I've listened to podcasts and I'm like, what podcast did I listen to this in? And then I'm like, wait, did I read it in an article? Did we talk about it on our podcast? Everything just blurs.
Is there not technology yet that like transcripts?
Like transcribes?
Transcribes just audio automatically. And then like,
I know, but it'd probably be weird because like we're both talking at the same time sometimes.
Yeah.
And then
I believe in technology to be smart enough.
Yeah, to like separate us.
And it wouldn't matter because then if you search it, should be easy enough to find, depending on how specific it is.
I'm sure it's out there. We don't buy it.
Yeah, not enough people.
We don't have it.
Not the normies.
But it's out there. Let's get into it. Some superhero movie news. Justice League Part 1.
They have a production date finally, so it is, the movie's getting made.
Yeah. Like, people are like scared of that, I think.
Yeah, like I always find it weird to read the news because sometimes it feels like people reporting it are like, oh, we haven't been paying attention to entertainment. Then all of a sudden they're like, oh, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
Or something. And then sometimes it's like, oh, they're on the same page as us. So they're like, oh, this is just, we heard this already, but here's the official confirmed.
Yeah.
Everything.
That's the two problems with this podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, well, not really a problem, but that's, I think, is
a problem.
Problem.
It's
whole...
like there's five different confirmations in different ways.
Yeah.
There's
because
it's like rumor.
Heavily rumored.
Heavily rumored. Then it's like three news sources are saying it. So
or
it's
maybe
good.
Sometimes it's just like someone wants something.
Yeah. Some guy's like, I'm on this. I want to be this character. Sometimes they become it. Sometimes they don't.
So I'm just like, when it's confirmed, I'm just like, who cares? I was like, we already knew it.
Exactly.
But I guess it is important to confirm things.
Yeah. It's weird stages of where things are at. And then sometimes they don't even confirm it. You just see a movie and like, oh, that was that person.
That reminds me of this one time when we went to a wedding and you RSVP. We both got RSVPs.
Yeah.
But when my friend gave me the invitation, I was like, I will for sure be at your wedding. Like, it is priority number one for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I never sent in my RSVP, which means he didn't know that I needed vegetarian food.
Yeah.
Which also means I didn't get to bring a plus one that I promised someone. I was like, you're my plus one to this wedding. And I was just like, nope, plane tickets are expensive.
Yeah.
And then, then the night before the wedding, my friend comes up to me. He's like, I forgot that you're a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently the wedding planner had to scramble to get me vegetarian food. Which was awesome because I was like, you know what? I deserve this.
I deserve all the scrambling.
Yeah, I need someone to take care of me.
That's why you always RSVP because everything gets so hectic. You can't remember everything.
Yeah, but I told him I was for sure going.
Yeah, but it's a verbal. It's not a paper concrete.
Yeah.
You need a trail of evidence. You need to record that conversation and play it back.
I need to bring him on. The next jury. Time I get invited to a wedding, I'm going to bring him on the podcast. Be like, I am for sure going to your
exactly.
wedding.
Exactly. And just be like, we got evidence now. They can get more mad.
That's the thing I'm worried about, though, because now I have a wedding to go to in October. Mm-hmm. They still haven't sent out the invitations. They sent out the save the dates.
Yeah.
I've been saving that date for a long time. I don't even, is it this year? Maybe it is next year. I don't even know.
See, maybe they don't know either, so.
I need to check the save the date.
It's a long date to save if it's next year. Plan really far in ahead. Right now.
So yeah, it's October. I get to go to Philadelphia. I'm going to reenact all the Rocky really? Stuff.
Do it.
Question, should I put a plus one? Ever since I watched How I Met Your Mother, remember how Ted always puts a plus one?
Yeah.
I've been trying to do the same thing. But then the first wedding I went to, we weren't allowed to bring plus ones. The second wedding I went to, I didn't RSVP.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is the third wedding I go to that I'm invited, not like...
What's ever the downside of doing a plus one?
No, not finding a plus one and then someone... Like maybe my friend
I guess
like,
they would get mad if you like...
Yeah.
It's like we had to get this extra... We had to think about an extra person. Now
maybe I should bring two gifts
all
then.
That stuff. That stuff.
Oh... But then that's good because maybe I meet someone at the wedding and I'm like, oh, come sit next to me because I have an open what? I have an open seat.
True.
But I'm looking like this in Philadelphia. Let me text my friend.
It's always better for you, but worse for them. No matter what. So it depends. If you're trying to do your ideal thing, then it's better for you to do a plus one always.
I'm not going to text my friend that. That'd be rude. I'm just going to look it up on his Instagram because I feel like that could be a thing.
That's not rude.
He won't even know. I doubt he listens to the podcast.
Some people are like, Instagram. Can't you like do some software that tells you everybody looks at your stuff?
I don't think so.
Really? Yeah, you probably can.
Probably can if you're like hacking to Instagram servers or something. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, so that's the difference between confirming and heavily rumored.
Yes.
So what I normally do is I heavily rumor to people. I'm like, yes, I will be there.
Yeah. Rumor's going around. Drew's going to be here, but it hasn't been confirmed, you know?
Yeah, because they didn't send in an RSVP.
We don't have two sources to back that
Maybe
up.
I wanted to keep that RSVP as a memory.
Maybe, but did you?
No,
maybe you
I don't
wanted
even know
to,
where the invitation
did. Exactly, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, they have a production start date. It is April 11th, and it is in London.
Probably at Pinewood Studios. Is Pinewood the heavy hitter in London?
I don't know who the studio.
That's where Star Wars gets made.
I know there's a ton of stuff filmed in London.
Yeah. You
know, nowadays.
I wonder why.
Must be tax
Money.
Breaks. Must be tax. That's all it usually ever is.
I say we, okay, this is my idea.
All right.
We make a little bit of money first.
Okay.
We buy up a bunch of land in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Open up a studio over there.
Why hasn't someone done that then?
On par with Hollywood. Because like, do you know why Hollywood is like why they made Hollywood?
No.
Because they had to pay a royalty when they filmed with video cameras to someone, mm-hmm. like the inventor of video cameras, if they were on the East Coast.
Oh really?
And no one was filming on the West Coast. So they would film here because by the time they got it the news in the East Coast and they came out to collect the money, production would be done and they'd be like, we didn't use your cameras.
Oh wow.
So that's why Hollywood
that's
exists.
Weird.
It's just so far away. It's as far away as possible from... Uh-huh.
The totally opposite side of the
country. And Westerns were really big back then. So you just film a lot of Westerns.
Yeah, it's easier. Film Westerns. Huh. So I would assume weather would help too.
Yeah, probably you can film like 365 days a year.
Yeah.
Okay, 364, like that one day it rains.
It's always one day,
Unless you need a rainy shot. Rainy shot.
Yeah, then you're like, a rainy shot.
Yeah, like the dude from House of Cards who quits. Or Remy. Not even Raimi.
Sam Raimi. Do like a spider. We need
a Spider-Man shot.
And some Wizard of Oz. What else Sam Raimi do?
Drag Me to Hell.
Drag Me to Hell shot.
Yeah, you just go. That movie was horrifying.
Yeah, so they're starting production on Justice League in April 11th. So I'm curious, is like Gal Gadot going to go from what? Like, are they filming at the same time they're filming Wonder Woman? Like, in April, are they still going to be filming Wonder Woman?
I don't think so.
So that should be wrapped
probably
by
done.
Then. I would think. That's a heavy schedule. Just work after work after work.
Yeah.
Three films in a row, pretty much. And then the interesting bit of news was George Miller was listed as a producer.
That's very
interesting. Justice League. So he was originally going to do the Justice League movie himself like 10 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
I wonder if that it's because like some of his script, they're like, you know what? This is a good script. This is a very solid script.
Like this character beat works really well in this film or something.
Because then they have to give credits.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
He's like, why don't you just make me a producer? And they're like, okay.
And you're like, oh, sweet. But I mean, then again, like Christopher Nolan was a producer on Man of Steel. He didn't do anything with that.
This is some dated news. Deadpool news. As of Monday, it was set to surpass, or like a week ago, it was set to surpass Passion of the Christ.
Yeah.
So I'm going to look it up right now.
So it must have by now, right?
Yeah, because it was very close. But you know what's crazy about that? The fact that we saw Passion of the Christ in theaters when we were young lads.
Oh, yeah. That's why it was a whole thing that like people brought
people
kids.
People took kids.
That's why. Which I guess you could say the same as with Deadpool. As I'm sure people brought kids.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Knowing it's an R-rated movie?
Yeah. People brought kids. This is the 21st century, man. Parents are weird nowadays. They just bring kids to stuff.
Global, it's at 609 million. As of February 28th. That's an estimate. So how do I look? Top, like, R-rated gross? Oh, yeah, R-rated.
It should be on Box Office Mojo on, like, the front thing.
Oh, it still hasn't even beat American... Oh, that's domestic.
I guess domestic is hard. That's the hard thing.
I want it international, though. Domestically, Passion of the Christ is 370, and international is 611. Wow, so it's, like, right on the edge.
Right,
it's going to break it.
It'll break it, for sure.
It'll break it, just like Bane broke Batman.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's crazy news. Passion of the Christ, a movie where people went, like, churches would buy out theaters.
Yeah, I think that was a huge deal.
Your mom bought tickets from the church or something, right?
I don't remember.
I remember that.
Probably.
I remember.
Okay. I don't know why the church would be selling tickets.
To this movie? To Passion of the Christ?
How would they get tickets?
I think they would, like, they probably bought tickets in bulk or something.
I guess. You could just get them at the theater.
I remember we had special tickets.
Huh. Weird.
And that was a shocking
thing.
Because my mom was like, well, that was like, our moms are good friends.
Yeah.
So they're like, let's take them. And that was weird. I don't know why it was weird to me.
Very violent movie.
It was a very violent movie. Like, very bloody. Like,
oh, yeah. That crow is, like, eating his guy's eye and stuff.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
It's very...
It Judas, right?
No, I think it's just a random dude on the cross. I think there's two guys on the cross next to
him. Yeah, the
him,
two thieves.
They're two... I forget their names. And then, like... Wait, wasn't there, like... Isn't, like, the devil in or something? Or, like, a demon or something? Isn't there, like, a... Something I don't I haven't seen the movie.
I think
like,
we're confusing this with the Bible, the miniseries with Obama.
I could easily do that.
With
the
demonic
the
Obama.
Demon Obama.
I think there was a demon in it, but I don't think you see the face of the demon.
Maybe not.
That's a crazy
I just
movie.
Remember that table scene where he like makes the table and he's like, "This will be popular or something." Like, he's like a table in the air or something, or like a chair. It was something where he was doing a carpentery thing, and then he's like, "This will catch on." But like at the time, people just sat on the ground or something. But he did like
I did not remember that.
There's a scene in there like that.
What a weird scene!
I know
in the movie.
That's why I remembered so well because I'm like, "This is so weird."
The only thing
you're like
I,
making a joke.
The only weird thing I knew about that movie is like when they went to nail his hand, is like a zoom. It's like zoomed in on his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Mel Gibson's hand.
Oh, really?
Isn't that creepy?
I did
Isn't
not
that
know
weird?
That. That is really
that's
weird.
That's like a weird thing to do.
That's really weird to do.
If you're the director of that movie.
Yeah. He's like, "I'm Jesus."
Yeah, he's like, "You know what? I'm the hand of Christ."
Yeah, that's weird.
And the whole movie was in Aramaic.
Oh, yeah. That was the other thing.
I was like, what a bummer. Had to read.
Reading?
I was like, awesome. My mom's going to take me to a super violent movie. Oh, no, it's in another language.
No, reading. Although, there, besides like all those scenes, all the other scenes, there's no talking. Really.
Yeah.
Or they're like yelling at him, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's just like.
It's just beatings.
It's like, just a lot of beatings.
And he's like taking the cross. He's carrying the cross. That's a weird thing to make a movie about, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like. The crucifix, like it's pretty much just the crucifixion, right? Because the movie ends as he's
being
resurrected.
Yeah, because like flashbacks and stuff, right? Like a little bit, but like most of it's like him walking with the cross
and
like and getting hit. That's like a majority of the movie, I think.
That's a weird thing to focus. I think if I were to make a movie on Jesus, it would probably be like more of his teachings. Like you send positivity out to the world instead of like, this is what I think of your leader.
Well, I guess they were trying. I guess they must have been going for something different because they probably made stuff like that before. But they're like, this will get the people, all the violence.
Yeah, I think you're reaching a wider audience. I think with the violence.
Yeah.
Or like,
let's go really dark.
What if you made like a secular Jesus movie? Where you're like, okay, we're not going to acknowledge that he's the son of God, but he was like a wise man who like said a lot of smart things.
You get Christians really pissed.
I don't think so. Because I wouldn't say it's... No, I just would make it. I wouldn't advertise it as a secular movie.
Like yeah. If you say it, like you call him Jesus and stuff.
And he has like his disciples.
Yeah, they'd probably be fine with that.
And he's just like, you know, he goes like the Sermon of the Mount and
that's
stuff.
That's what like Muslims believe, right?
Like, he's a prophet.
Like, yeah.
I'm not going to speak for Muslims.
No, I know, but that yeah. I was just confirming another person. Confirming. I'm just saying with another person, it could be anybody. Yeah. I'm calling you a Muslim. What do you believe?
Yeah, that beard. That beard.
No, because I remember learning that in school or something.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
I remember reading it in Dilbert a few weeks ago because there's a whole subplot on Dilbert of the Indian guy being linked to ISIS. And then he gets interrogated. His name's Ashok. Mm-hmm. And he gets interrogated by the FBI. And he's like, you use violence to instill fear in people. This is the Indian guy talking to the FBI guy. He's like, mm-hmm. You use violence to instill fear in people, and you believe in a prophet, or you take the prophet of Islam as your own, like as a son of God. So you are closer to a radical terrorist than I am. And he's like, I hate engineers. That's what the FBI agent says. And I was like, yes, this is awesome.
Funny.
Yeah, so Deadpool, that's Deadpool news. Deadpool 2 news, the directors do not want a huge budget because their last budget was like $57 million.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want a huge budget to blow the movie out. And I think it looked fine at $57
million. Oh, yeah. I still think they want like, they'll take like 100 though. Or like, yeah, 75 or like 75.
Or like the original budget, what it's like, supposed to be.
Yeah, they don't need the huge CGI fest of like an alien invasion or something.
Or Green Lantern.
Or Green Lantern, yeah. They can do,
is CGI that much more expensive now? I thought they used CGI because it was cheaper.
It's not, it is cheaper, I think. Than, like, but practical. It's still like, what else goes into the budget? Where else does the money go?
Marketing. More marketing.
They did a ton of marketing. They more. Did, they probably spent more on marketing than
they probably did.
Than like the film, because that was expensive marketing.
Marina Baccarin. I want two Marina Baccarin.
I guess scout out like that. A clone. Add more people, I guess.
Yeah. They can add more X-Men.
Yeah.
They could probably afford an actual Hugh Jackman.
True. Yeah, so I guess that's where money would go.
They can
more so.
They can afford Dhruv Patel.
They could have done that before.
Yeah, they just replace TJ Miller's character with mine and don't say anything.
Just like he's Weasel now.
Yeah, be like.
He's the arm stealer.
Yeah, be like, what's up, Wade? You want another drink? I put your name on the Deadpool.
But I. It's like, but now you know I can't die.
Yeah. I'm stupid.
That was a dumb bet. Dumb bet there.
Penis joke.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
You got the gig.
Yep. Yep. Speaking of gigs, I think we're going to talk about it tomorrow's episode. Mm-hmm. There is nothing more I want in this world than this one role. Mm-hmm. And everything's lining up. And I just need my name in the ring. Like.
Yeah, you just got to throw it out there.
I tried tweeting about it. It got no traction. It didn't get any. It didn't get anything.
You don't have any people like photoshopping your face in the character role and stuff.
I need more pictures of my face on the internet first, and I do not provide those.
I guess true. Captain America Civil War news. There were a bunch of images that came out in like Empire magazine or something.
Yeah.
Which nothing really of note except like there's a picture of like Chadwick Boseman as T'Challa, but like not in Black Panther. It was just him in regular clothes. Yeah. I was like, whoa, this guy's a king? He's just like in like street clothes. Looked odd to me.
It's like Coming to America.
Yeah, exactly. But the big reveal was that Martin Freeman's character was officially revealed, which we knew from pretty much the start, that he's playing Everett Ross, who's like a liaison between Wakanda and like the U.S., it seems like.
Yeah, but then later on, I think he moves more towards the superheroes and the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people are speculating he'll probably be in the Black Panther movie.
Yeah, maybe. Which and is going to be crazy because that means we'd get Chadwick Boseman, we get Martin Freeman, and we get Andy Serkis, and we get that one dude from Ghostbusters, ideally.
Yeah, Ernie Hudson.
Ernie Hudson, yeah.
We still don't know about that, right?
We don't know about that. That's something but that's my version of verbal confirmation.
Yeah, that one's like, yeah.
I want that to happen.
Me too. Yeah, and then I think it's another image showed like Agent 13 with Martin Freeman or something. Because we don't know where she went after Winter Soldier because S.H.I.E.L.D. was gone. Although it's still there.
I like to think that she was with her grandma or her mom.
Oh,
grandma?
Peggy Carter. Mom? I don't know. They don't really go out and say it in the movie.
But I think you assume it.
I think you do assume it, but it seems kind of odd that like they're spies and they don't have that information on each other. They didn't seem to know who each other were per... Maybe she knew who he was to her, but he didn't know who she was to Peggy Carter.
Yeah, but I think there's one scene when he goes into the room to see her.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think she's, like, just coming out of the room or something.
No, I don't think so. She's undercover at his apartment.
Okay.
She doesn't think Captain America doesn't think she's an agent.
Yeah.
Until later.
I think there's another scene, though. I remember a scene around the time when he goes and visits her. Peggy Carter?
No, because that happens first. Because he visits her, and then he sees her in the hallway, and she's doing laundry or something. She makes some comment about her mother or aunt or something.
That's what I assumed. Oh, that's
but
what
that doesn't click in his head because he doesn't know who she is.
Yeah.
So I'm saying she may know to him. She obviously knows who he is, but he doesn't. I don't know if he clicked that all together in his head.
I like to think that super soldier serum makes him a bit smarter.
Yeah, but he wasn't aware he was being. He didn't know she was an agent.
Yeah, because back in the 40s, they didn't have agents like that. He's like a woman employed. What is this?
What?
Why isn't she making munitions?
Peggy Carter was
playing baseball.
One. I don't get this.
It's Peggy Carter and Natalie Dormer's character, who's like, "Let me thank the troops for you," or something like that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That blew my mind when I found out it was Natalie Dormer.
Yeah, yeah. A little small part in that movie.
Yeah, and that's why she couldn't come back.
Oh, yeah, you can't put her in the...
Because people wanted her to be in Captain Marvel.
She's already in the universe.
But she's already in the universe.
But she can be like someone's kid. Like, the one cop from the Avengers is in Agent Carter. He's like a cop in the Avengers.
Oh, and he's like the grandfather or something.
I don't know. I guess you could speculate that he is. They don't go out and... I don't know if they say the cop's name in the Avengers, but I guess you can assume he is.
Yeah.
Because they're the same actor.
I'd be into it. Could you imagine how beautiful that family would be? if they just keep on producing Natalie Dormers?
True, yeah.
I think that should be my new person. I like Natalie Dormer a lot.
Yeah, she's cool.
That's my new Aubrey Plaza. Whenever we play Red Flags. Yeah. They're like,
replaced!
I've gotten it two times in a row. I totally forget Natalie Dormer exists.
Yeah. Not Game of Thrones isn't on enough.
Yeah.
It's only on 10 weeks out of
the
year.
And I didn't watch that Suicide Forest movie.
Yeah, exactly. She's not in enough stuff. She's like...
Oh, she's in Mockingjay.
Oh, yeah, she is. But she's not in enough. Just like
no, she isn't.
Enough. All the Game of Thrones people aren't in
anything
Hunger Games enough.
In anything.
Or
it's
Star Wars enough. None of those people are in enough stuff.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Maybe X-Men. Jean Grey will be in the movie more, which it seems from the trailer.
I'm willing to bet that she's not.
Really? The trailer makes it seem like it.
Yeah, but Game of Thrones rules. Game of Thrones rule trumps everything else.
I guess so. Tyrion, he was big in X-Men.
I bet you Khal Drogo won't even be, or Jason Momoa
won't even be in Aquaman.
That much.
He's like, I'm barely in Aquaman.
Yeah, it's going to be all
it's
about
a Mara,
like, pollution.
It's an Amber Heard movie.
Yeah.
Really. It's like, we need to go strong female. Marvel's not doing this.
Yeah.
Like, we got to be the contrast.
Like, they're going to call it like Aquaman, but it's all about her.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
The queen of Atlantis.
That's the best way to sell a female-based movie.
Yeah, that's what they did with Mad Max.
Yeah.
They're like, it's called Mad Max. He's not the... No one cares about Mad Max in that movie.
No. It's all about that guitar, dude.
That too. Yeah. But yeah, that is the perfect way to sell movies is you put the male character name there and people get all confused.
Like, I'm going to make a Superman movie all about Lois Lane.
Yeah. You make all people all confused, and they're like, oh, by the time they watched it, I spent this money, I can't give it, you can't
And then
give
when it comes
back.
Out on DVD, I'm just going to retitle it, like, The Hunt for Superman, and it's all about, like, a journalistic thing. It's like Spotlight, but about Superman
That's
instead of pedophilia.
They should do, like, the Edge of Tomorrow rule, where they intentionally change the title.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we'll call it this, but then when the DVD comes out, we'll call it this.
Yeah, like we're just trying to get ticket, like people in the seats.
Yeah, we like, this will sell it to people now, but this will sell it to them in the future.
Yeah.
It's a smart way to go. They're like, some people will be stupid and they'll be like, oh, is this a new thing too? And then
take that, Hollywood.
By the time they bought it, yeah.
Take
that's,
that rule.
That one's for free.
Yeah, that one's for free. I just want to see this happen because I don't think it'd work out too well.
No, it wouldn't, but it's another way to, I like confusing people because they already like confuse, don't they confuse parents by having like, or confuse, I guess, normal. I don't know if I'd call them normal. But people buy like Transmorphers and something.
Yeah, Asylum Films makes all those like snakes on a train.
So do that intentionally yourself.
And that one porno movie was called Pirates, and it came out like during Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And like it was in Blockbuster because they had an R-rated version that was like just, I don't think you saw penetration.
Yeah. Just like the soft
core version. It's an edited down version.
Mm-hmm.
I remember reading like information about that because at the time it was like the highest budget pornography film, and they filmed it on real pirate ships.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and like the way they convinced these like the people who were in charge of these pirate ships was they lied to them and told them it was like for like a documentary or something.
Oh, wow!
And I was like, that's weird to do.
I don't even think they filmed like Pirates of the Caribbean on real pirate ships.
Yeah, but they filmed it in St. Vincent, which is like in the Caribbean, because my sister, when she was in school.
Yeah.
In med school.
They're filming.
Like, they're filming like at the island over.
Hmm. Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice rules. So apparently this
Dawn of Justice rules.
rules, sorry. Dawn of Justice. Sorry, I thought there were more words to the title. apparently it's there's gonna be an R-rated Ultimate Edition of the movie.
How soon after do you think this was originally scrapped and they're like, okay, Deadpool is successful? Like, honestly.
Maybe. But I did hear that, like, The Hobbit had, like, an R-rated version, which was just, like, a minute and a half of extra.
And,
like,
yeah, and it was just more violence.
Yeah, so I'm sure that's what this is. There was, like, just a couple violent scenes that they're like, oh.
I was hoping it was, like...
And then this may...
Man-on-man
I'm
violence.
I'm surprised this... I'm sure it will sell an extra few copies.
What does it take to be an R-rated movie? I heard you can...
Not much.
I heard the F-word rule that they're like, oh, you can say like fuck more than once. Mm-hmm. I heard that's not true. Like you can... It depends. Like some PG-13 movies have had like two or three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think... I don't think it takes much. You can literally be one thing and it makes it R. And then they're like... Then they go back to you and say...
Smoking cigarettes is R now.
Is it?
Yeah. I think so. I think that's a recent rule.
Mm-hmm.
Underage drinking, I think, is an R.
That's just weird, like, compared to TV.
Yeah, I want to talk about that, but...
Yeah, like...
Later on, because there's a show I've been watching, which is on FXX.
Yes.
And I'm like, how is this show on FXX?
I feel like because it's has that extra X, it's automatically able to be...
Do you think someone pitched them, like, we should do FXXX? Like triple X, and then
I wouldn't be surprised.
But it's not porno; it's just like adult.
I'm sure someone's pitching that right now. They're like, "We can make this an X thing." We'll just be like,
and then we'll only show Vin Diesel movies. That Vin
Diesel triple X,
not even triple X 2, State of the Union. We'll
just
show
the
first
one over and over and over
until the third one comes out and that one comes on television.
Then we're like, "Oh, now we got two movies to show
to
all day,
play 24 hours a day."
Yeah. And the other weird bit of, I think this was just a rumor, I'm not sure, but this was going around, it was that Ben Affleck rewrote some of the script in his Batman suit.
Now, do you think this was like on set, like he was in the costume and he's like, let me do some rewrites, or do you think he's like at home?
Oh, he's definitely out on the set. There's no way he went home with the bat suit.
And he's just
like
let
the
me
way
really,
these suits like take
channel.
To put on.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
But I'm thinking he just was like, I'm confused. Why? Like, he probably also did it at home.
In his suit?
But he just happened to one time do... Not in a suit at home.
That's the thing. I think he was just like, hey, Zack Snyder, like, how about we just change the dialogue
I think
to
that's
this?
All that happened.
And then he's like, okay, you're in your costume and we rewrote the script.
I think that's what happened.
Because that's how Zack Snyder talks.
That's what I think happened. I don't know. I don't care about the costume thing. I think it's good news that he was rewriting some of the script.
Yeah.
To me, that's good because I'm like...
Get some more eyes on it.
And I think he is... I believe he is a fan of the character.
I think he's a decent writer.
I do think that, yeah. And I believe Zack Snyder screwed it up. I do believe that.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things we believe. And they're all being remedied by Ben Affleck in his bat suit. Batman is the real hero.
Yes, Batman's the hero.
So if this movie comes out great, Batman saved the movie.
Exactly.
if this movie comes out trash, Zack Snyder ruined the movie.
Yeah. That's what I
and
believe.
And he is the worst villain in the DC universe.
Yes, he's worse than Lex Luthor, who may ruin the movie as well.
Yeah. He is a real life Joker.
Thor Ragnarok news. Stellan Skarsgård, who plays Dr. Erik Selvig, he was commenting today, and he said that I think he had a 5-picture deal with Marvel, and he has one film left, and he says he's not going to be in Thor Ragnarok. So he says he doesn't
probably going to be in Avengers.
Yeah, he'll probably be in Avengers. So
part one, kill him off.
Yeah, kill him right away. Get this guy out of here. He'll run nude.
Him and Natalie Portman. Just kill them both.
They got to kill Natalie Portman off, right?
Yeah. So, she's not really
she'll probably
it,
kill
think.
In Ragnarok.
Oh, yeah. I forgot she's in this movie.
Is she in this movie, though?
I assume so.
She's got. How long is her contract?
I can't imagine. It's much longer.
They got to kill her off, but the problem is then you have to do some stupid emotional. Like, that's why you have to kill her at the end of a movie.
No, Lady Sif is going to kill her. And then Thor and Lady Sif are going to have sex on her body. Thor R hard R hard Ragnarok.
R, like, the world's changed since Deadpool.
I'm like, I'm into this.
Like, oh, that's interesting.
Jamie Alexander, another person who, like, I don't know why, whenever I'm on the spotlight during Red Flags, I'm always like Aubrey Plaza, Kristen Kruick. I forget that there's other people.
There are other people out there
that are like that I put in angelic.
They're not
status.
In enough stuff.
Yeah,
and you don't watch that one show. That she's on some NBC
show. Blindside.
That's Blindspot.
Blindspot.
That's it.
Blindside. No, she's Sandra Bullock.
She's Sandra Bullock's character. She's so good that
in the TV
you think
show.
It's Sandra
yeah,
Bullock.
I'm like, damn. They really made her more attractive.
Craziness.
I wouldn't mind if she adopted me. Yeah. Gambit news. Fox pulled it from the release schedule.
Which makes sense because the release schedule was October this year.
Oh, so I could have seen it in Philadelphia.
So, yeah, so they weren't going to do, like, that's like barely that's any pretty... time to make the movie.
Do you think now that they're like, we don't need to, like, rely on X-Men, because he was supposed to carry the franchise.
Yeah, they're like, he's the new Wolverine. It's and like, I really do think that's part of it.
They're like, Deadpool's the new
but
Wolverine.
But doesn't mean they're not making the movie yet.
Yeah.
But it's like, I would not hold your franchise on Gambit, which I've been saying since Deadpool pretty much is like, Gambit may not be such a good idea, or find a way to put Deadpool in that movie.
Yeah.
At least a little bit.
Would you watch, okay, so this is my idea, and Fox, you can steal this because I think it's a great idea. Actually, Fox, if you do this idea, like, just kick over like a couple grand or something. This is my idea, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
When Deadpool comes out, they
Deadpool 2?
No, Deadpool 1 on Blu-ray.
Okay.
Or in digital.
Yeah.
They re-release. They get Ryan Reynolds. Mm-hmm. Pay him a couple $100,000. He does commentary in the voice of Deadpool for all the X-Men movies.
Oh, he should definitely do that. That's a great idea.
And then they re-release all the Fox movies with the Deadpool commentary.
I think that's a great idea.
In a giant box set.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I'd love to see his commentary on Origins. Just a Deadpool on Origins.
Yeah, Deadpool on Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool on Deadpool. It's like, look at this guy.
And that way, they wouldn't have to, like, that commentary would be enough to make the movie rated R.
Yeah.
It would make people go out and buy those movies again. It'd make people watch those movies again. And it'd make people love Deadpool.
Sure, I think that's a good idea.
Now, if Fox is listening
will they
to
do
this
it?
Podcast,
I don't know.
Because we know for sure Warner Brothers is listening to this podcast, and we know
yeah.
Disney is listening to this podcast.
Yeah,
Disney
Fox
Marvel.
Is the one we don't know.
Fox,
what
we're not really sure.
They're a little unpredictable.
Yeah, like a Jamie Foxx love song.
And I think, like, yeah, as confused as Sony was, I think, like, Fox is even more confused about what they're doing. Because Fox, like, they're stuck in the 80s, but they're also in present time with Deadpool.
Wait, Sony has Fantastic Four, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, no.
No, Fox.
Fox does.
Have Deadpool do a commentary on all three Fantastic Four movies.
Fantastic Fours, yeah.
And that would... I would watch Fantastic Four, the new one, twice. I'd watch it without commentary, and then I'd watch it with Deadpool commentary.
Yeah, I don't even know what he would say the whole time, because nothing really happens.
So just him saying, what the fuck, over again.
Yeah, over and over again. What's going on? What is this?
Yeah.
But that would be great. But yeah, it's a, like Fox, the future of Fox is still very uncertain in my head.
Do you think there is a plan where Disney's just like, one day we're going to buy Fox? Like, if everything goes right, they're like, you know what? We're just going to buy like Sony or Fox. Because like, I think sure Sony's trying to get away from the movies.
Yeah. I'm sure in their head, yeah, they would love to get, just for the fact that they can get Marvel back. Like all of Marvel.
Yeah.
That's a good.
And they're like, we just buy the whole studio.
Yeah. That's a good long-term
very strategy. Long-term. Yeah. It'd be Emperor Palpatine to do that kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. That's still like a long-term goal, though. It's hard, like, even Marvel, what are they doing after Infinity Wars? I know that's a while out. That's still like 20.
Is Captain Marvel
19?
After that?
19. I think Inhumans is after it.
Captain Marvel's before?
It's in between, I think. Captain Marvel's like in between 1 and 2.
Cool.
And then like Infinity, or Inhumans is like after the last part 2 of Infinity Wars. That's still a while out, but still. Still uncertain.
That's what, 2017, 2018?
18, 19. Justice League 17, 18.
Okay.
I think. And then they have like Aquaman. They have they're doing the in-betweeners too.
Yeah.
The part 2s and then in-betweeners.
So yeah, Fox, take that idea. Pay me some money.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Get Deadpool out there and like those you don't even have to put him in like every movie. You can like do the marketing ways. Just have him market your stuff.
Yeah. Like the new face of Marvel at Fox is Deadpool.
Yeah. Just put him in there like doing weird stuff. Like have him promote Apocalypse. I don't think they'll do that though.
But they could.
That's the thing.
If you love the red guy, you'll love the blue guy.
I don't think so, though. No, I mean, I think they're very different
tones. They're very different characters.
Yeah.
But I think that'd be awesome if he, like, drew. Like, the movie would pause sometimes and maybe he draws. Because he draws a lot in the movie.
Yeah.
So I would love to see that.
That'd be cool.
Or you just have crayon drawings of all the on all the box covers. That's what they should do for the Deadpool. They should do a special edition, and it should be a crayon drawing of Deadpool's box art.
Yeah, just like that one where he's chopping off the head or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. Who cares?
That'd be cool.
Anything.
Yeah. Possibilities.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I don't know what Fox is going to choose to do. I think they have like too many options now that they're going to like probably choose the wrong one.
I think
one.
They've had success. It's like Ozymandias. They had a little taste of success and now everything's going to crumble.
Yeah. I just.
That's what's going to happen to my life. I'm calling it right now too.
A taste and you're like, nah.
I'm going to win the lottery and then I'm just going to like die of a cocaine overdose or something.
Far. That's what tends to happen in the world.
Yeah.
People take things too far.
Did I ever tell you about the guy who won the lottery and he had to bury 5 friends within a year? They all died of a drug overdose, yeah.
Really? Wow.
Isn't that scary?
Wow. I didn't hear about this. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was in England.
Yeah. Ah, those English are crazy.
Yeah, those English guys are crazy. That makes sense. Let's talk about superhero TV.
Oh, did we talk about the other part of the news?
Oh, yeah. And then 2 Marvel movies. Fox put 2 Marvel movies on the release schedule that we don't know of yet. So it's October 6, 2017 and January 12, 2018. People are speculating that the January 12th date is Deadpool 2.
So 2018. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
2 years, almost a little bit.
Yeah.
And then they're doing it January. That seems odd. They're like trying to push the button. Like, we're going to break January records now. That's what they seem to be trying to do.
I'm telling you. Ozymandias, they're going to let their whole empire crumble.
Yeah. I like the idea of having like superhero movies throughout the year, though. I do like that idea.
Yeah.
Because then it's just spread out. And it's
one
like,
for every month.
Because like...
This year's kind of like that.
Yeah, it is. It's getting more and more like that. But I like that better than like... We pretty much waited from like Ant-Man to Deadpool, pretty much. Like, I know Fantastic Four was in there. No one saw that.
Yeah.
But like, for like any superhero movie, that's a pretty long gap, I think.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think that's the other thing. It's like, oh, Deadpool is going to be awesome.
But in that time, we also got Star Wars.
Yeah.
We got Hateful Eight.
Yeah, plenty of great movies.
But not superhero movies.
Yeah.
When did Ant-Man come out? August?
Like August or something. July? August?
I think it was August.
I think it was July. End of July. I think Guardians was August in 14, but...
Siri, when did Ant-Man come out? Checking. Here's what I found on the web for when did Ant-Man come out.
Why don't you just give me the date? Because
it has to go to the web.
And it has to use Bing as well.
Oh. When you use that's why you gotta be like, okay, Google, do my Google okaying type of things. I've never used it. I just saw the commercial.
Yeah, you're right. July 17th, yeah. 2015.
Yeah. Yeah, so like good superhero movie to good superhero movie was like, eight months?
Yeah.
From each other? That's a pretty long gap.
So yeah, let's talk about Marvel TV.
All right. A lot of Marvel TV news, actually. Yeah,
pretty much we got like the whole season almost of Powerless.
Yeah.
That's how much information.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got a ton of Powerless, a ton of casting and character description. So I'll run through the list. Vanessa Hudgens is the main lead, I think. She's been cast as Emily Locke. And this is the show where it's set in the DC universe. They're just people at a regular insurance job or something.
Yeah.
They're like, they clean up for the messes pretty much of superheroes. They deal with the insurance of it. So they're just normal people. So they're going to drop superhero names, but like superheroes probably won't be in it at all, barely. So she's an insurance claim adjuster who finds herself increasingly exasperated by the disruptive antics of the various superheroes that proliferate in her city. It's always cities. It's a big theme with superheroes. It's like, my city!
Mm-hmm.
Except like the Marvel superheroes. They don't care about cities. Except people in New York, I guess. Daredevil's all about his city, too. But another character, Alan Tudyk from Firefly and Dodgeball and all that great stuff.
And Rogue One.
Rogue One, yes. He is Del, Emily's new boss in the claims department. Del has just been promoted, not through any merit of his own, but because he's the owner's son. A self-proclaimed, rich, overeducated, globetrotting wastrel, Del is a power-mad, disastrous dictator of a boss.
You know what? I'm tired of this horrible stereotype of the owner's son being a bad person. This is horrible. I'm going to personally make it my life mission to get that stereotype removed. What happened to the wrong, like the nice family-run business?
I mean, you got to be a smaller scale to get that in TV shows. You got to be the small...
No, because I bet you they could do it in The Office and it'd be horrible, too.
That's not small scale enough.
Smaller than that?
Like, I guess that is pretty small.
Like two dozen people.
No, there's more people there. Yeah, there's like a headquarters.
Dunder Mifflin.
Yeah.
I'm saying, but like at that branch.
He's saying like, owner's son. It's not...
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
The owner's son, not the department head. It's not the boss's son.
So this is like... Okay.
So I'm assuming this is a big, and he's the new boss of that.
In that department.
Yeah, I'm assuming he's not the owner. He's the owner still at the head of all of them, I guess.
I'm looking at what wastrel means.
Yeah, I've never heard that term before. Wastrel? A waster?
A wasteful like a or good for nothing scoundrel? Person.
Is it like a scoundrel? A wastrel? It's like a scoundrel. But
yeah, I think it's wastrel. Wastrel? What does it mean when the E is upside down in the pronunciation?
Oh, I don't know.
And a line is over the A.
Long, wait,
wastrel.
A.
Wastrel? Wastrel? Wastrel. It's a wasteful or good-for-nothing person. An archaic meaning is a waif or a neglected child.
Mm. All right. But I like Alan Tudyk, so even though he's a jerk character.
I can't imagine him as a jerk character.
I know. That's what I'm trying to see.
Nice face.
Yes. And another character, Christina Kirk, is Jackie, a fan of superheroes. Jackie has plastered her office cubicle with beefcake shots of super guys. New claims department boss Del makes her his personal assistant, and she begins buckling under his unreasonable and impossible demands.
Why is this coffee not 200 degrees exactly?
Exactly. You gotta heat that with supervision. Yeah. You get Superman to help you out.
Isn't that what happens in Supergirl?
That is what happens to Supergirl all the time, yeah.
Yeah, she heats up the coffee with her, like, hands or something.
Nothing to the eyes.
That's crazy.
She heats up the eyes. That means you can do, like, different degrees of
You're like,
heat vision.
Well, maybe her hands are extra sensitive, so she knows what temperature it is.
Yeah, maybe that's it, too. And then another character, Danny Pudi, is Teddy, best friend of Emily at work and her trusted confidant. He spends his days creating time-wasting pranks as a way to make the office the least super place on Earth, just a little less unsuper.
So he's Jim.
He's Jim. Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Which makes he's Vanessa Jim. Hudgens almost Pam. Like Pam in the later seasons when she gets promoted.
Yeah.
Not when she's like the receptionist.
Mm-hmm. And then Alan is...
is Michael Scott.
But he's not nice Michael Scott, I guess.
Yeah, and that, which means Jackie is Dwight.
I guess so. Yeah, that, I mean, they're going with what they know. They're doing The Office again. But
what channel is this on? Is it on NBC?
It is.
Perfect.
Yes, it's on NBC. And I think all these people like shot other I read like Alan Tudyk shot a pilot and that didn't get picked up, and Danny Pudi shot a different pilot that didn't get picked up too. So they're working with their people too, pretty much. So this makes me more excited though, this casting.
Yeah.
I like
Danny Pudi. I like Vanessa Hudgens.
But like any show,
I just don't know the other person.
Yeah. The concept of the show will get people to check it out, but if it's not a good show, no one's going to watch it. It's really a show that's based on the show.
Though. Then again, originally Parks and Recreation was considered like a spinoff of The Office.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, now at this point, it stands on its own. Like,
oh, yeah,
in a big battle, like in a way.
He's not even have the same character name. Like it was a.
Yeah, because Rashida Jones was in both shows.
Yeah, and she wasn't the same person.
Yeah.
And she later, like she came, went off The Office, then she came on The Office for like an episode or something.
Huh.
They brought her back.
But like, in my opinion, a lot of people.
But they didn't do the stupid thing like they did in The Office where they explained.
How it was all a documentary.
Yeah.
That was really dumb.
It's pretty stupid.
But another thing is I think Parks and Recreation is more well-regarded now than The Office is.
Oh, yeah. Because it went out on top. It was pretty good the last season instead of like puttering out. Like a lot of people haven't seen the last two or three seasons of The Office.
Yeah, like the whole Jim, Pam like separating thing.
Yeah, that was annoying.
That was really
it's
weird.
It's like, no, you built up this love story. Then you got to it and then it's going bad. We don't want to see that.
Did you ever watch The British Office though?
No.
That was even weirder because it's only three seasons and like nothing ever happens between like the Jim and Pam equivalents.
Yeah.
They just like drive off and like the office shuts down.
That's even more depressing.
Like remember when
the office
like was they had to choose between which two branches were shutting down?
Yeah.
Dunder Mill like the
that
Scranton
was
branch was the one that closed down. Yeah.
Wow.
So.
A lot more depressing show.
Yeah.
It's the Horace and Pete.
It's the horse
and
Pete of the offices, which you'll find out about on Wednesday.
Yes. And then Legion news, one of the X-Men shows. Amber Midthunder? That's a cool name. She has joined the cast. That cast is shaping up pretty good, too.
Yeah.
I'm thinking these casts are putting together. Whether the shows are good or not, I don't know, but I like the casts. What channel is this one on? This one like Big Fox?
On Fox. Yeah. Fox proper. Fox 11 in Orange County. Mm.
And then we got a synopsis for Marvel's Most Wanted, which is basically the spinoff show of S.H.I.E.L.D. And I guess it kind of spoils what's happening in S.H.I.E.L.D. sort of, but it doesn't reveal enough to understand what's going on. But because two of these people are S.H.I.E.L.D. agents in S.H.I.E.L.D. So.
Yeah.
It says it's centered around Bobby Morse, a.k.a. Mockingbird, and Lance Hunter of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., two ex-spies and ex-spouses who are on the run with no friends, no S.H.I.E.L.D., and a long list of enemies looking to claim bounty on their heads.
It sounds a lot like Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
That's exactly
Except
what it
in
sounds
Mr.
Like.
And Mrs. Smith, they're still married.
Yes.
And this one, they're not married anymore.
Yes. Able to trust no one but each other, Bobby and Hunter form an uneasy alliance with Dominic Fortune, played by Delroy Lindo, a rogue adventurer with wealth and of resources and even more adversaries who agrees to protect them so long as they help him with their own agenda. These two heroes will help anyone in need and while trying to uncover the conspiracy that put their own lives in jeopardy.
How exciting.
That seems very... I still find this odd. I don't know. I don't know what Marvel's doing on ABC, honestly.
Well, because Agent Carter's ending.
Agent Carter's ending because she's getting a new pilot or something. Yeah. And then S.H.I.E.L.D. seems to be turning into like an Inhuman show where they have a superpowered team instead of a S.H.I.E.L.D. show, really.
See, so, I'd rather watch S.H.I.E.L.D. if it was more procedural or if it was like The Office. More like Powerless. I'd watch the Marvel equivalent of Powerless. That's what I wanted.
That's what
S.H.I.E.L.D.
they're doing. They're doing here, or they're doing that one, which is they actually have a comic on it. Which I think they're still doing that show, which is, what's it called?
Is that the one with Aubrey Plaza?
No, that's
is that
that's Fox. That's X-Men universe. But they're doing the one where it's like...
they're like the cleanup crew.
The cleanup crew, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that. They're doing a show on that.
Put me in
that
show.
Which is supposed to be a comedy.
I'd love to. Just give me a show.
Just begging now.
Yeah. Just come on. Just give it to me.
Yeah, they're giving all everybody shows now.
Apparently. Yeah.
They're giving the spinoff of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I didn't think S.H.I.E.L.D. was
like, as... Like, how about you take a risk and you give a podcast a TV show? That you, we know you're listening.
True. You're taking all our ideas.
Yeah, just like, come on. Just give us a pilot.
Take that idea.
Give us a pilot. You pay for the pilot, though.
Oh, yeah. Then, of course. They got to pay for it.
And then we'll do it, and then we'll see how it turns out. And then we get to keep the rights to the pilot, though, because that'd be fun to have in, like, my DVD collection. Or to, like, throw up on YouTube or something. We did. And be like, hey, you guys, like, do you know one time me and Mike did a pilot for ABC? Throw in some Disney passes, too. Like, a lifetime pass at Disneyland.
Yeah, that'd be sweet, too.
Yeah, because then I wouldn't have to pay $80 a month anymore. They're doing this thing now at Disneyland where certain days, like Monday through Thursday, it's cheaper.
Really?
But then, like, every other day, it's more expensive.
Like, how really? That makes sense, because, like...
I don't know why it took them so long to do, though.
Yeah, why haven't they been doing that?
I don't know. I told someone that they should do it like based on... I'm sure
it's less crowded on the weekdays.
I was telling someone they should fluctuate the pricing, like, hourly.
Whoa.
Based on how crowded the park is. So the more crowded it is, the cheaper the tickets.
Yeah. Wait, the more crowded, shouldn't it be more expensive the more crowded? Yeah, because you're trying to not get people in.
Yeah.
So it'd be cheaper when it's less crowded. That's just a lot of changeover, and by the time you predict it, it's like people are gone.
Or they could use historical data.
Yeah. Yeah, the times they know when it's less crowded, more crowded. But I think it's just like, they're already overcrowded, aren't they?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Because it's
like they're upping, they're already doing the upping the season. That doesn't seem to be slowing anybody down.
No, for some, because, well, they do it twice a year. And I'm like, it's going to take you a full year to realize that difference. Exactly. Once everyone changes over.
Yeah. Then you have to wait it out. Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could look at renewals versus new purchase, new pass purchases.
Yeah.
But it drives me crazy. Because I'm the sucker. And I'm like, yeah, I'll buy a pass. Because my pass is so far away from everyone else's pass.
Yeah.
I have one friend whose pass is near mine, I think. Mm-hmm. And it sucks. Because I never go to Disneyland with that person. Because I'm like, I don't want to go to Disneyland with you. But yeah. Iron Fist.
Yes. We have an Iron Fist. I think it's still allegedly, but there are like a bunch of sources saying it. So I'm
this is pretty... one of our friends is very mad about this.
Really?
Well, and me.
Really? Yeah, Finn Jones of Game of Thrones, who's Loras in Game of Thrones, is our Iron Fist.
He's Marjorie's gay brother, right?
Yes.
Is he dead in Game of Thrones?
No.
Not yet? I thought they sentenced him to death.
Yeah, he was sentenced to death, but he hasn't died. He's just in the dungeon.
And Marjorie's in the dungeon?
Yeah.
Cersei just got out of the dungeon?
Yep. I think that's all the main guys in the dungeon.
Yeah. So, what do you think about this?
Well, they didn't go the route where...
everyone wanted.
Yeah. But, I mean...
That's, I think, why... Like, Brian is very mad about this.
Yeah. But I mean, they've never done that in the comics.
An Asian Iron Fist?
Yeah.
Because it would just make too much sense.
Yeah. I mean, they really should. Making an Asian American dude.
Making a gay Asian American dude.
It would have been nice if they did that. But that's not where they're
going.
Or make
it a stupid Asian American dude. There's too many Asian Americans on television are portrayed as smart. I want like a fuck up Asian American dude. That'd be great. Like, remember that episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark? That was super racist.
Yeah.
That Asian kid.
Yeah, true.
Where is he now?
True. We've got him. We've gone so Iron backward. Fist. That was like very progressive. It was just a mess of fuck up Asian.
Yeah, he just wanted to draw comics all day, and he didn't want to work at his parents' Chinese restaurant.
Exactly.
And then his grandpa's like, "Hey, how about you take care of these ancient?
Yeah, there weren't other bunch of ancient stuff
fortune
in that
cookies that we brought from China, even though fortune cookies were invented in San Francisco."
See, I'd like to see the whole backstory on that. The backstory is someone came to America first, and then they went back to China, brought the Chinese, and
the golden fortune cookies. And then he's like, "Hey,
yeah." So it's not as ancient, but it is. Somehow, I don't know. There's a crazy backstory there.
I was driving around the other day, and I saw a Chinese restaurant. What I assume was a Chinese restaurant called Fortune Cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's a weird thing to name a Chinese restaurant.
Not if they want American business.
Yeah, but I thought it was weird because, like, that's like going to, I guess, well, it's the Cheesecake Factory equivalent, isn't it? Because it's the dessert. That's what I'm saying. Like, the fortune cookies,
yeah.
You can't even buy fortune cookies at a Chinese restaurant.
Oh, yeah, like, true.
You just get them for free when yeah. you buy food.
Yeah. That's the cheese. There, you made the perfect analogy. It's yeah. a cheese. Like, cause some people go to Cheese Factory for just cheesecake, but a majority go there to eat, and then they get a
and
cheesecake.
And then they get cheesecake.
Majority, I would say.
I'm trying to think of an equivalent where it's like,
it's like not the main
yeah, it's like
attraction.
It's like Olive Garden and calling it like Gelato Field or something. I don't know. You're like, well, you normally get the pasta and everything, and then like,
yeah, there's. Yeah, there's not too many I can think of like that. Because most of the stuff, if it's called something burger, you usually want the burger.
So. Yeah, it's not like you're going to Frytown. And at Frytown, yeah. they're known... Or like, well, Shake Shack, I guess it's like that too.
Oh, Shake yeah, Shack Shake is, Shack, yeah.
But I always I've never been to a Shake Shack. Have you been to Shake Shack?
No.
I always imagine they have like a billion different milkshake flavors.
I don't think they do.
That's disappointing to me.
I don't know anything, but I don't think they do. No, I don't know anything about Shake Shack. Yeah. I know Usher went there, and I asked him if it was better
than In-N-Out. And what did he say? Because I think there's one in L.A.
I want to...
There's one near my sister's house.
There's one in Vegas, right? Or no?
Yeah, I think they're opening one in L.A.
Okay.
I think there is one at the Grove,
I think it's
though.
More expensive, but I think it may be better.
I don't. Yeah, that's a thing. Like, I'm willing to pay money for a good French
yeah.
fries. French fries would actually
oh, fries,
what does it
yeah.
for me.
Yeah.
Because the burger, In-N-Out's veggie, like grilled cheese, which is like their burger with no meat, is actually mm-hmm. much better than most places.
Mm-hmm.
But then
yeah,
I had
their buns
umami.
Actually,
umami is so good.
Yeah.
I haven't had umami for a long time.
Oh, me either.
Because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
Last
like,
time
I never
had,
feel like I get enough, but it's so good.
Last time I had umami, I think I was before the Z show.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
They still do that month thing where they're like, this month it's this burger.
No, it was, I think that was.
Was that a special promotion?
It was
that?
For that month. It was every week was a different burger.
Ooh. Yeah,
so yeah.
Finn Jones is Iron Fist. So, I mean. We'll see how that turns out. I mean, I've never
if
seen
if he does
him
it
in
yellow
else.
Face, is that more offensive?
Very,
do you think Brian
yes.
would be. Happier or
no.
more angry?
Angrier. But yeah, that's the problem. They were going like, and I don't think anybody would have cared though if it was.
There's
an
like a
Asian
lot of
dude.
White people on that Netflix superhero show, except for Luke Cage.
Yeah,
that's it though.
Yeah,
because this is the last one.
That's
right?
Why I'm just hoping they're like,
he's like supporting or something. Maybe he dies in the first episode.
No,
and then an Asian guy gets his powers.
I don't think that'll happen. I think they're just scared about not doing something, they didn't do in the comics first. That's the only thing I can think of. Because they're like...
But there is an Asian Iron Fist.
No, there's not. No Asian Iron Fist.
Let's find out. Let's find out.
All right.
Oh, wow, this person. Let's find their name. I don't know what this guy's. Oh, Albert Ching, managing mm-hmm. editor at Comic Book Resources,
mm-hmm.
says he doesn't want an Asian American Iron Fist because. Making the first Asian lead of a Marvel or DC-based project a character primarily identified for proficiency in martial arts would be a move that could potentially further stereotype and restrict progress for Asians on screen. Okay, make him Indian.
Yeah.
Make him Native American. Make him the Iron Fist, the man with the Iron Fists. Make him RZA. Which, honestly, that made no sense to me. That was very confusing to me.
Oh, no, it made no sense.
Because I was like, how did this black guy end up in China?
Yeah.
And then how did Russell Crowe get there, too?
Yeah. I don't know how any of that movie made much sense, but it was still awesome to watch.
Yeah. It was cool when he had the stubs for arms.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then he put them in the Iron Fist, and then, like, they turned into his arms.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the people were very animals, like, very, that made no sense. But their, like, tribes were, like, certain animals. And, like, one guy was, like, the lion tribe. And he, like, looked like a lion, kind of. And I thought that was pretty cool to see an Asian person with a beard.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Do you think, what do you think? Do you think they should have made it as an Asian person? Or do you think they shouldn't have made it an Asian person?
I mean, I get that point about not wanting them to be in martial arts, too. But at the same time, I don't
But know. At the same time, when did, like, when's the last time a crazy martial art
movie came out? Yeah, and what you do is you, like, you start him off as, like, an American dude, and he doesn't know any martial arts.
Or, like, an Asian person born in America?
Yeah, he's an American. You gotta make him American. And then he's just, like, getting in touch, like, with, like, he's learning it. Like, so you start him off, he doesn't know it, so then, as long as you go on that journey, I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, if you just, he knows, like, maybe if you start him off, he knows it automatically, okay. But, like, if you give us a scene before where he's, like, learning.
He's, like, shooting up heroin in the alley.
Yeah.
Falls over.
Then I goes think, into I don't that think that's land, a big
learns
deal.
Martial arts.
Yeah.
And that's his drug now.
Yeah. So I don't find that a big deal.
Me neither.
But, yeah. Because they need to find an inn because they got.
Because it's weird that, like, he's from the same place Madame Gao is from.
Mm-hmm.
Madame Gao, extremely Asian. So Asian, in fact, that you don't even know she speaks English. It's surprising when she speaks English.
Wait, how are they from the same place?
Because that's where they're both from. Because she said she's going to go back to, like, a place, and she's like, it's not on a map.
But he's not from there. Well, I mean, like, from America.
Yeah, but then he, like, goes there.
He goes there, yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. He's training with Asian people, but it's a white dude from
Yeah, just like Chris Farley in Beverly Hills Cop, or Beverly Hills Ninja.
Yeah. It's the old trope that they always do. And that's more of a stereotype than, like, The Last Samurai with Tom Cruise. It's like, that's more of a stereotype than, like...
Than Asian there's person no, doing martial
there's never
arts?
Been... Well, Asian American dude learning to do... There's no... What... Where is that in a movie? Like, I don't never see that story.
That'd be an awesome story.
Like, you never... It's always a dude comes from Asia and knows martial arts, but there's never, like, an American dude who's Asian knows martial... I don't... That's not a stereotype.
Like, learns martial arts.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah, that should be a thing.
That's I've never seen that anywhere, so I don't like that argument. But that dude's also an Asian dude, so I don't know what I can't really sit, comment on what another Asian.
Yeah,
dude
I want to see him
about.
Get in the ring.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's disappointing because they just got to start moving ahead faster than they are. They're moving so slow. It's too slow. It just is too slow.
Like, I want to meet the person who'd be like, whoa, this character is not Asian. Like, this character is Asian if they cast it as Asian.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. No one knows about it, so those people, and the people that are going to bitch about it are going to watch it anyway.
Yeah.
They'll be like, yeah, but I'll watch Iron Fist.
Exactly.
And then everyone else is like, who the hell is Iron Fist? They won't care.
Would it be more offensive if they got the wrong type of Asian person? Like, this person's Korean. They don't, like, do karate in Korean. They do taekwondo.
I don't know. I wouldn't think so, just because his story isn't about...
Yeah, like, what if
the connection,
like,
to the...
I want, like, an Indonesian person.
The American guy going over and
An
learning.
Indonesian person born in America.
Mm-hmm.
Or a Cambodian person. I think those are the underrepresented Asian people on TV.
Yeah.
The weird Asians. The Asians that you don't even think
the
of
ones
when you say Asian.
People can't name.
Yeah, like a Burmese person.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that was weird Asians, but you know what well, I meant.
Well, the less
the lesser known.
Underrepresented.
Yeah.
And then Guardians of the Galaxy, the animated TV series, they have cast Star-Lord's father. They haven't said the character, and they don't know if it's the same character it's going to be in the movie. I'm guessing it won't be, because why would you spoil something in a cartoon?
Yeah.
But it's Jonathan Frakes of the Star Trek The Next Generation. He is Captain William T. Riker.
That's cool.
So I thought that was a cool little tidbit. I don't watch that show, but I think it's a cool fact.
Yeah. And Star Wars news, Star Wars movie news specifically, J.J. Abrams says the future of Star Wars movies will have gay characters. And my question is, didn't people assume that Poe and Finn were gay?
People were assuming that.
Or those two stormtroopers that, like, were going to enter that? I assume most of the stormtroopers are gay. There's a lot of dude stormtroopers, and, like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure there's already people in it that you just don't know, because, like, they rarely get into that in Star Wars, really.
Yeah.
They really have only done the Han and Leia thing, but, like, anybody else who, what other, like, Padme and Anakin, I guess. But where
That's
else?
That's crazy.
Those are, like, those are the only two love stories in the movies, right?
Yeah.
Like, what else? I mean, Luke was going after Leia for a while, I guess. There's a triangle there.
And, like, I like to think that Chewbacca was going after Han Solo a little bit.
He was trying. He's like, I got a 300-year lifespan. I can wait you out,
yeah,
Han
he's
Solo.
Like, he's like, I'll wait out that bitch. She's going to die. You know what? I'm still going to look young.
I'll still look the same when you're dead.
You don't know what I look like underneath this hair.
Oh, what would a shaved Chewbacca look? That's a scary
horrifying
thought.
That's the weird thing at Disneyland. You can take your picture with Chewbacca, and he has feet.
Like human
I've never
feet?
Seen. No. He has, like, I don't know. It looks like gorilla feet or something. Like, because there's this thing that goes over their shoes.
Yeah.
And, like, the hair.
Yeah, don't you just never see his feet? Because it's always
I thought
hair.
You always saw hair.
Yeah.
But, like, you see, like, a little. Like, I saw his toes.
Yeah.
And it kind of freaked me out.
That freaks me out, too.
Because, like, it was
I
very
never
black.
I see Chewbacca's toes.
It was, like, as black as the night.
I don't think they've ever shown his toes. Did they ever show his feet, like, a whole wide shot? I think they, like, always
or his hands? You just see him, like, grasp stuff.
He's
with
always
hair.
He always has. Yeah. Yeah, I've never seen his hands either. He's usually grabbing a gun or his crossbow or whatever.
Yeah.
I guess not a gun. He usually has his crossbow. I don't know. I don't know enough about Chewbacca.
That's our new podcast name, Shaved Wookiee Podcast.
Shaved Wookiee.
But yeah, I thought this was weird. Cause that
well,
now,
people
now
are. I'm sure people are asking him. They're like,
yeah, but now that you mention it,
mm-hmm.
It's like there are only two romances in the whole freaking series.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not really about like.
Well, no, because Finn does go after Rey a little bit. He's like, oh, so you got a boyfriend?
Oh,
he
should
have been like, hey, you got a boyfriend or a girlfriend? Back on, Jakku.
True, but yeah, I mean, it's not a. It doesn't feel, because, like, the Jedis, they, like, don't, well, who knows what the new Jedi Order does, but, like, in the old one, they're like, you can't have attachment or whatever.
Yeah.
But.
It's a good thing sometimes I'm not in my head.
So I'm assuming they'll, like, have, they probably already have gay characters, but we just don't know.
Yeah.
Because they don't, like.
And like Yoda.
I'm guessing that's what they would do.
I bet Yoda was gay.
Could be. That's what I'm saying. It's like the Dumbledore effect. He was gay, but they didn't, like. It wasn't about, the movie weren't about that, so it wasn't like, it never showed
I bet
up.
You, maybe not Yoda, but what was the other dude who sat next to Yoda that had the really long head?
Oh, yeah.
That dude.
I forgot his name. The probably long head with the beard.
You know what? I'm going to come out and say it. The whole Jedi Council.
Could be.
All of them.
Could be. Could be.
Yeah, you don't know. Tusken Raiders?
Yeah.
Probably.
That's what, so the. That's the new movies. They're going to show one scene, and then we're going to be get
hardcore
confirmation.
Sex.
Okay. Hardcore sex of the Jedi. And then we're like, oh we knew that, but like, thanks for the confirmation, I guess.
You could have just verbally RSVP'd.
You could have said that, but, but that's another way to get the message across.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so I guess.
But I'm sure he said that because they were asking him. Like, they've been asking him every day. He's like, what about those LGBT characters? And then he's like, okay.
But at the same time, like, Star Wars has bigger problems. Like, they just had a black character.
Like, yeah. You think they're moving too fast? They're like, wait a second. We, like, put an Asian dude in there. He was one of the Rebel pilots. And now we put a black dude. And, like, China's not liking that, but we still did it. And, you know, we gave you another droid. Like, we're giving you a lot, guys.
Yeah. I think they have some other problems on their plate.
But it's fine. I'm sure it won't. I'm guessing it wouldn't be like a major plot point anyway.
What if we found out one of Rey's parents was black? Because I didn't remember when the Cheerios commercial came out.
Yeah.
And it was a huge controversy. And to me,
I
was
like. I don't know how it was, but.
Exactly.
It was. Yeah.
Like, I think of myself as a progressive person. Mm. And at that moment when I saw that commercial, I did not think I was progressive at all. Oh. I was just like. Cool. And then people were like, well, how dare they show an interracial couple?
Yeah. Yeah, I never get the reactions. Like, I get confused by people.
Even the, what was it, like, America the Beautiful?
Oh, yeah.
And they sang it in different languages for the Coca-Cola commercial?
Yeah.
Didn't think it would cause that much backlash.
Oh, yeah, me either. I can't predict those. I guess that's why they make those commercials, because they can't predict it either. They're this will be fine. Like, don't you get it? Like, Coke's like an international thing, really. Yeah,
and America is an international place. It's a very big melting pot.
Look, America's not international. It's its own thing.
I was like, go to the DMV, look at the DMV instruction manual, and look at how many different languages it comes in.
Exactly.
It comes in languages so I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, but the problem is, like, it's just, like, the coast, I feel like the center of America is still very white, so they don't understand how diverse everything is.
Probably.
That's my only thing I can think of, because they're like, they don't get
if you okay it. Oh, this is a fun game. Not really, this is a weird
fun game.
Yeah, what do you think is the most white state in the United States?
Iowa's pretty damn white.
I heard Oklahoma is the most white state.
Oh, it's got to be on the internet.
What are you gonna Google right now? And I'll tell you what I'm gonna Google.
What is the whitest state?
Yeah, most white state.
Let's see here.
Oh, got it. Ooh. Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire.
Yep, 96% of the population.
That's crazy.
See? Like, that's crazy how... It's Iowa and New Hampshire do the first two elections, and they're both so damn white.
Yeah.
I know Iowa's not on this list, but I'm sure it's like 95%, 94%. So...
Do you think we should change that now?
What?
We should change that they do the first because they're so white.
Of course. They're too white to represent the country.
America.
Yeah. That's a, yeah.
Or do you think we should start busing people?
But not like Iowa never predicts who's going to win. Anyway.
Okay, this is what my theory is.
Mm-hmm.
People, like Mexican people.
Yes.
I'll say any group that wants to immigrate into the United States,
mm-hmm.
they're like, okay, they come to the border. They're like, okay, we want to immigrate into the United States.
Oh, like we have to throw you in.
Yeah.
You got to go to New Hampshire.
It's like, what's that thing called that they do at colleges? Affirmative action.
For a specific state. We got to diversify that state, you know?
That state has too many white people in it. I don't know who would say that. Like, who would pass that law?
Is that somewhat what happened to Aziz's dad?
Yeah, I mean, it happens in real life. Like,
yeah, when you're doing a high-skilled job. But they should also do it with, like, low-scale jobs.
Yeah. Well, it also happened, the opposite thing happened to our friend's wife, where she was a teacher, white person. Mm-hmm. She was a teacher, and she had to teach at like a at-risk area.
Oh, yeah.
To get her.
But technically, an at-risk area isn't necessarily a minority area, but it
historically,
it is.
I think in her situation, it was like a Somali, like a Somali school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is, but yeah.
Or Ethiopian or something. I think mm-hmm. they're Somali, right? When we were like driving around. Was that Somali area that we were in? Where we saw the cops run up on a car with guns drawn?
I don't know.
I think it was their Somali. Anyways.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, let's talk about some more fun.
Anyways, Star Wars, they're more progressive now.
Yeah.
It's not the George Lucas verse of...
Which is weird.
All white
because
people.
He's like, he married a black person.
I know, you think he... Well, you think?
Well, he married her between Return and prequels.
Prequels are diverser, I guess.
Yeah, like the younglings aren't all white.
Like Mace Windu's in the movie.
Yeah.
But like...
And Jango Fett is Maori.
Yeah, and like, what's it? Organa, he's not a white dude.
Yeah, and Kamino, those aliens look Asian.
And like Darth Maul, he's played by a white dude, but like he's an alien.
And the Chancellor, or like those aliens in the first movie are definitely stereotypes of Chinese people.
Yeah, the problem is he was locked into, like, Obi-Wan's a white dude.
Yeah.
Anakin's gotta be a white dude, and then Padme's gotta be white, or people are gonna be like, Luke is white, so.
Yeah.
I guess that's why. I don't know.
In my reality, it would be an Asian and white person, like Anakin and Padme.
Yeah.
Oh, because in the second, in episode 2,
mm-hmm.
the replacement for Padme is an Indian person.
Ooh.
You can barely tell because she's wearing a lot of white makeup.
She's in it for like a second.
And she's in it for a second.
Spoiler.
Padme's like guard is a black dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That one guard.
Yeah. There's a diversity.
Do you think Lucas's episode 7 script will ever get out there?
I bet you it will.
It probably will. He's like, this is what I would have done.
Yeah.
And like, it's maybe just it's super
helter skelter. No, it's not super diverse. Oh. He's just trying to go out and kill all the other. There's all the Jedi's are going out and killing all of, even like minutely colored people.
Yeah, like everyone.
Watto, you're the wrong shade.
An alien.
Yeah, you're the wrong shade. Disneyland's released some Star Wars Land concept art. Mm. Due to they had like a 60th anniversary celebration.
Yeah.
Han Solo or Harrison Ford was there.
Han Solo was there.
Han Solo was there. Harrison Ford was there and he unveiled it. And it
really?
It brought tears to my eyes when I saw it.
That's cool.
Because I'm in time, I will be able to walk and it'll feel like I'm in Star Wars.
That's pretty legit.
And it makes me happy.
That's cool.
Is this enough to make you buy a ticket?
A season?
No, just a ticket. Just one day.
A ticket. Maybe. I'll see when everything
gets done. Last time you went to Disneyland?
Forever.
Like probably 7th, 8th grade? Freshman year? Did we go in freshman
Long
year?
Time. Yeah, like what's that, like 10 years? 12 years?
Yeah.
Something like that.
12 years?
Long time. I'm sure it's all changed. I'm sure it's all different now.
It is all different now.
All different now.
Yeah. You can drink now legally. You can go on California Adventure.
Oh, yeah.
You go there, you get drunk, and then you go to Disneyland.
I'm like, I'm drunk at Disneyland. You get all belligerent. I can't even drink here. I'm drunk here.
Well, you drink at Club 33.
Yeah, we can't get in there.
I have a connection.
Yeah, but you can't get in there like today if you wanted to go.
Probably not.
It's kind of hard.
Yeah. In time.
In time, on that. Yes.
And on Netflix today, Ashes and Embers from 1982. So
interesting.
A little long of a podcast, but... A
little bit, but...
Enjoy it.
That's okay. That's just more content.
I know, we went off the rails a little bit, but who doesn't like
that's
that?
The fun part.
Yeah. So let's see how off the rails we go tomorrow, so...
Indeed.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.